Also, after this, Radhe Jaya Jaya. No, not yet. Jai Radha Madhava. Jaya. All. If anyone is not singing, then those who are singing, their sins, their anarths, their offenses, all will come out and they will fly in air. And those who are not doing singing, they will enter in them. So you should all do like this. Dhamma Dhamma Ramana Hari Bol Jai Jai Radha Narad Rishi doing. On the bank of a river named Saraswati. But he could not imagine what is fault in me, what is lacking in me. And he was so worried for this. In the meantime, Narad Rishi doing kirtan, and he came at once. Vyas saw him, and at once he stood up, and he honored in so many ways. He washed the feet of Narad Goswami and gave a very beautiful seat of kushasan, not like this, kushasan, and gave water to drink and for everything. And when he was satisfied, then Narada at once told, "Oh, you are a guru. You have divided Vedas. You have made Brahma Sutra. You have done so many Purans. You have done Mahabharata. And everything you have done. You have taught all the person, human being, how they can be happy. And so, you have done all these things. But I am saying that you are unhappy. Why you are unhappy?" Then he replied, "Gurudev, I don't know why I am unhappy. You are a vishag, like a vaidya, doctor. You can see why I am unhappy. I have done everything, and all human being has made me guru. But still, I am not satisfied. I have reconciled all the Vedas mantra, Upanishad. It is very hard to know all these things. And to know the essence of Vedas, it is too hard for any human being. For also, for any very learned person, they will be bewildered in that. But you have done. I have done. What you are telling, I have done all things. But still, I am lacking something. You know that Vyas is Sakshat Narayan. He is Saktavesh Avatar, incarnation. But still, he is unhappy. Without Guru, if anyone is not initiating, not associating, not following his Gurudev totally, and if there is anything is lacking here, not telling to his Gurudev, he cannot be successful. So Vyasadeva is telling, "Oh, I have opened my heart to you, and you should see what is lacking." Then he began to smile and told that, "Oh, something is lacking. What you have done for artha dharma kamo yatha dharma adyasya artha muni varjyanu kirtita. You have done so much to attain dharma, artha mane money, kam, and that is desires, and moksha. You have tried so much for these things, but you have not tried to glorify Krishna, supreme personality of Godhead. You have confused in your writings whether he has shape or not. You have not glorifying him by his soft, sweet and powerful pastimes. Have you told anywhere that Krishna is descendant of Yashoda and Nanda Baba coming from the womb? You have told that he is transcendental. He is Aja. But you have not told like this. Have you told that Yashoda Ma has tightened in his grandal motor? Never. Have you? You have told anywhere that Yashoda took the ear of Krishna and he twisted it and Krishna became fearful and he was weeping so much loudly, O mother, I will not do again like this. Have you written all this? Never, I have not written. Have you written that gopis are toyed in Ras Leela and ordering Krishna that bring our ankles, right? Ankle bells, right? And you can massage our feet. And Krishna is taking the feet dust of gopis, mother, Nanda Baba, Yashoda. He is taking, carrying the shoes of Nanda Baba. Have you written? Never happens. Then what you have written? He is ocean of rush, rasho vaisaha, sahiya rush. Oh, I have not known all these things. Oh, then go. And at once, quickly, be pure and be in trance, praying Krishna that his all pastimes should come in your heart. I am telling my own experience that I was Manasputra Brahma, but anyhow I became, come to this world and became son of any? Maid servant, low class. When I was of 5 years, some rishis like Sanak Sanandan, Sanat Kumar and all realized rishis came in my village and they wanted to be there for 4 months in rainy season. So they made some huts there and they used to tell Hari Katha and worshipping Krishna and telling Harikatha so much each other. My mother was engaged there as a maid servant to wash the pots, to wash, clean the area and everything. I used to go with them. One day, I requested them to give their remnants. And it was
leaf plate.
So they quickly gave me. And sometimes they used to keep for me something. And they gave. The power of feed water. And remnants and padadhuli, feed dust of these Vaishnavas are so powerful to clean the heart. And for bhakti giving, how powerful. Krishna Das Kaviraj Ji Swami has told what? Bhakta pada dhuli are bhakta pada jal. Bhakta bhukta shesh. 18 sadhe nirbal.
18 seva hai te Krishna prema hai puna puna sarva sastre
kukariya kar. He is telling. He is doing ghoshana.
Announcing.
With the sounds of any drum. Oh, hear me.
Declare.
The feet water of any Vaishnava. The Vaishnava pada dhuli. Dhuli means the?
Feet dust.
And remnant. Remnants of two kinds. First remnant, any prasadam. And more prasadam is his verse.
Harikatha.
So if anyone serving this thing, oh, so he will be purified and he will achieve Krishna prema very soon. So, by taking this, in few days I become so pure. I have a transcendental faith in my heart that by serving Krishna, our life will be successful. And when they were going, I began to weep. They gave also some mantra. I was thinking that what I will do after they are going. So I am so worried and weeping. They went on, and my mother was taking me in, always in lap. I have no time to chant that mantra. So I thinking, what should I do? Oh, Krishna, at once, one day, my mother was going to milk cow in very evening, in some darkness, and snake, poisonous snake, bite, and she at once died. And he quickly saw that his my mother is dead, at once quickly run away in forest, and he went in dense forest where wild beasts, like lion, tigers, and mad elephants used to be there. But no fear at all. Only fear from Kali, all these things, material attachment. So he quickly ran out there, and he took bath in a very pure pond, and sat down and began to remember, meditate that mantra. Very quickly, in some ways, days, and he saw a trance. In his trance saw like lightning. Narayan, Shankh Chakra Gadapat. And at once it quickly vanished. Then I began to weep so loudly. I wanted to die. Diving in the river any, or jumping from any mountain. But at once
an aerial sound
came.
A voice from the sky.
From came. Oh, don't die, don't die, don't be. Anyone cannot see me if this karma-krita body, this body made by karma. Now you cannot see me. Go on chanting and remembering, touring in whole world, my names. And thus a time will come where all karmas will go away. And then death will come, and you can keep your feet on the head of that death, and quickly giving up this body, you will have a transcendental body. And by that you can go anywhere in any sphere in Vaikunth, Vrindavan, in this world. So, I have some experience. So now you should go and be in trance, praying Krishna, adopting bhakti. Then he went and bhakti yogena manasi samyak panihite amasyat purusham purnam mayancha dada pashyam. Jaya sammohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam paropi manute anartham tat kritam chaabhipapadyate anarthopasamam sakshat bhakti yoga madhyakshije lokasya janato vidvan chakre sanghitayam jasya vai suyamanayam krishne parama puruse bhakti upapadyate punsa sok moha pa. In trance means he surrendered himself. Unconditionally surrendered. Oh Krishna, I am yours. Be merciful to me. Sprinkle your mercy. I want to see you. And I want to show your all pastimes that Narada has shown. And quickly he realized. Apashyata purusham purna. Purna purush. Purna. Purnamudam. Purnat purnamudhuchyate. Purnasya purnam adaya purnam eva shishyate. Krishna is not zero. His shape is there. His all the attributes are there. Parashakti vividhaiva shruyate. In Parakrishna, all the parashaktis are there indifferent to Krishna. And by this, he can do parinam, in parinam, all Vaikunth loks. Vrindavan Dham, Golok Dham, all these worlds, lakhs and lakhs he can do. He saw. He saw all from beginning coming in the womb of Mother Yashoda, and he saw also that at the same time, in the same night, at the same 12 p.m. midnight, he saw that he also came
manifested
in the Kansa jail in front of Devaki and Yashoda and in Vasudev. And at the same time he saw that from coming Krishna from the womb of Yashoda, and also a girl came out, that was Jogmaya. And thus from beginning to end, Dwarka Leela, everything he saw in his hands, everything. And then he revealed it as a Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavat he saw. Bhagavat is not new that he wrote. Bhagavat is not a paper and ink, nothing. Transcendental knowledge, transcendental past of Krishna, which Brahma realized here, and again Vyasis. And then he wrote it for them. Jasya vai suyamanayam krishne paramavarshe bhakti rupat upapadyate punsaksok moha bhava. And he wrote for all these worldly persons that reading all these things, he will be perfect and he will thus go away what? Shok, moha and bhava means
illusion, lamentation, illusion, fear.
And Krishna prema bhakti will come. So first thing is that our all disciplic acharyas have propagated the message of bhakti. Bhaktya aham ekaya grahya. In bhakti, there should be Bhagavan, there should be bhakta, and there should be bhakti. There should be aradhana, aradha evam aradhak. So, bhakti is like a person, parasa shakti para, ladini evam sambit. The essence of both is bhakti. In word, another word we can tell that Srimati Radhika is Vidyavadhu. Know her. So, we should first obey our Gurudev. Gurudev should be also qualified. We should be very far away from monism, Advaita Bhat. We should not consider that we are same as Brahma, we are Brahma. Never. And if you have this idea, in any way, bhakti will never come in you. So Vyasdev himself has told, Diyamane nam grhananti vinamat sevaram jana. If Krishna is giving himself this Shaiji Mukti or anything, any devotee will not take. Vinamat sevam, without bhakti. Only they will take bhakti. Everywhere in Srimad Bhagavat and Gita, Vedanta, Upanishad, everywhere it has been told that Krishna has shape, beautiful shape. All shapes have come out from him. He cannot be shapeless. He cannot be powerless. Never. And we cannot be Brahma. Never we cannot be Brahma. We can be servant, eternal servant of Krishna. So, you should obey your Prabhupada also. We should try to obey Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. They were quite opposite to this monism. If anything, anyone is doing association of that persons, we have some monism, that we are Brahma. They are making offense in the lotus feet of their Gurudev. Swamiji and also all like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all. I request that if you have any association from your friends, try to give up like a stool. It will be benefit for you. Don't take association of any devotee who is life given. We should give up all these things for Krishna. Krishna will see and he will sprinkle his mercy to them. Now there are so many, they are thinking that we are Ritvika, Nastik-like, and thinking that I am Brahma. Jiva Goswami had told that we are abhinna from Krishna. These ideas are just opposite to bhakti. We should try to cancel all these things and try to have bhakti in Guru first. Jasya devi parabhakti, jatha devi tatha guru, tasyaite kattahi artha prakashante mahat. So we should try to obey fully our spiritual master, totally. And then offer ourselves in the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna having transcendental body, transcendental all qualities, so merciful, so beautiful, so jolly, having all quality in this world. So we should not think that he is nirakar, nirvishesh, brahma, or we are equal to him or like him. So give up all these things. And try to be follow Srila Vyasadeva, Srila Narada Goswami, Brahma, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu and all his associates. Then we can learn something. First this is thing, to obey our Gurudev. If anyone not obeying our Gurudev, his Gurudev, that he should be given up at once. Gaur Prabhanande. Any? Like you can. That should do. But then you can do.